This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Oh my God. Zoli White Smoke, replacing alongside Smeezy and Shabi Wadi Boza. Smeezy on the beat, that is. Welcome to the final hour of the show. I go by the name of King Bashir, side chick's favorite DJ with the Winter Stock himself on a Friday, on a Lekompo Friday, man. You know what we do every single Friday? We celebrate Lekompo Friday, and we celebrate the people that are actually behind this beautiful genre of ours, right? Joining me in studio right now is the one, the only, one of the best vocalists that we have in the province. She goes by the name Zoliswa Mthiela from Botlokwa, right? Hey. So, I mean, Botlokwa to the world, man. Adventure Family, help me welcome Zoli White Smoke into the studio. Shabfede, Zoli.
Shabfede, in time.
Clean stuff. Look, man, before we get into the nitty-gritties, right?
Yeah.
Every time I have guests in studio, I play a game, and I call this game This or That. Yeah. Right, so I'm going to give you two options when all you do is pick one, but as quickly as possible.
Okay,
Ramnat.
Yeah,
okay, let's do this. TikTok or Facebook?
Facebook.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Making music or performing live?
Performing live.
Heels or sneakers?
Sneakers.
Single or taken? Confidence. Okay. And the obvious one, Lekompo or Amapiano?
Lekompo.
Now that we got that out of the way, since I'm so intrigued and I want to find out, you could say, man, more now, or Zoliswa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
how did the name Zoliswa come about?
The name Zoliswa, you know, I was born Eastern Cape.
Oh.
Then I was raised go Botlokwa.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You're born go Eastern Cape.
Yeah, raised born go Eastern Cape. Yeah.
All right. And then Lina le la Zoli White Smoke. Lichwaka.
I can say I get Zoli. Zoli's from Zoli. So
yes.
Then the White Smoke. I can say it's how I define myself. I define myself as purity. It's the purity of heart and the purity of mind. That's how I define myself.
Okay, okay, yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful description, that is.
Yeah.
And I want us to take it a bit back, Zoli,
yeah.
Just to find out, when did you know, or what's up again, I have this musical gift?
Kenore, I started singing Kokirikeni, the worship tomb things. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, back then. So that's when I discovered Ore. I want to music it low jack, yeah.
So when you're talking from Kregeng, what's like, I need to be in the industry?
No. Kenore, there was this other guy, Varika Potaslavi, and I appreciate him. Then Arnold Sambadu Nyoko a record. Then it was a gospel house.
Oh.
That's when Kim Rekoduchi the voice go gospel house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So now let's take it to the family side of things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know, since you speaking about what we're not Tamil Kregeng, it means you come from a very spiritual background, right? Now, how did your family take that? Were they supportive of the direction that you wanted to take within the entertainment industry? Like, how did that conversation come about? Lebatswadi.
Kenore, my family is too supportive.
Okay.
And if they see something is working for you,
yeah,
about support. And remember, doing music is not like you're singing or something.
Yes.
You can still do music. Like right now, I do music and I also go to church. No difference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But when you started, was the support still there? You saying, you know, normally they support something that they see where it will progress and it's moving. But in the beginning, in the inception of things, were they also supportive or were they a bit reluctant?
I get it before Iba had Nyana, because at some point, you know, when I'm Mutadra Dilo, but then, you know, because the way I'm music, you know, go high, be like that much.
Yeah,
you can sorry. There's maybe if only one or 20 people were doing music, yes, they will understand. But at first, it was the thing, you know, because of music, go to the Rangwa di Taveni.
Yes.
Oh, no, blah, difficult. But I'm happy because now everything is okay.
Most definitely. I mean, a lot of people got introduced to you through the song Ambulance.
Yes.
You're with Bayo, you're with Shebe. But I need you to take me through that feeling, when you saw the song, you know, like blooming so much and becoming one of the biggest songs within Lekompo. How did it feel to see that happen?
I was very, very, very happy. And Lena, like, next I believe.
Yeah.
Because I get on my Ambulance, I just started Ambulance, I said, like, Kadala. I was in the studio for about 2 months.
Yo.
Then after 2 months, that's when Rai, man, let's just only this song, man, let's just try it out. Re-ede bayo, molal mola. Then after bayo Rai, man, thinking of Sheve, gara, let's add Rebonor Sheve, Muin. That's when Ambulance Yaku Yaudi.
All right. And yeah. Let's speak about some of the challenges maybe that you went through when you were navigating through the industry, you know. What are some of those challenges that you went through trying to make a name for yourself as Zoli White Smoke?
Kenori, the challenges is it's Eltoma music how easy.
Yeah.
Kore at some point like Eltoma music problem arna kuhuri we wanna see ourselves more level in a whole. Or features at the levels dia tsama.
Yeah.
Are not Toma leka ya udim.
Yeah.
But then that vocalist they like you because kara music azanga kafisa those challenges che batho ba ntse ba di face wa understand so kara music and the challenges che la tsa hore mostly female vocalist baba kara tabela hore if maybe you have to make a song le maybe a male producer something banyaka
yes.
But then I was like fortunate enough for ke nake skaba kara tsona but then I don't like the part that why kere even if it's part of the challenges but then I still have to address it so that going forward I really be the same problem respect as people
100% yeah. I like that yeah. Now you know we all go through tough times no matter how great you know the industry is no matter how you are favored at the current moment but how do you go through any tough times in terms of the not even the music but how do you come across tough times you know sometimes what are we are gigging maroko ga mari modi emotions a ke sharp man you know things have happened maybe it could be family it could be whatever but how do you navigate through those tough times
kidore like no again in terms of the trajectory the tough times ne
yeah
and I can say worry nake thagara family lor ne etse ki but then I crack and everything
yeah.
And I can say I'm a spiritual person
100%.
So there are times whereby I have to go to an event and moya wako wahana or don't go and remember it's a key event
yeah
and I have to go
you
they pay
and
I have to force over a key
yeah.
But such thing I overcome them kau drank kau. We just pray or at least I guess sometimes when the spirit say don't go it's because of maybe moya or bunch of there's something there
yeah, yeah.
But then I just overcame that because tapelo right God I know moya would me but at this point I have no choice
yeah.
I just have to go
course you must and guide protection be there
I must just cry to God or mujimu more I know I'm not doing this for myself only
yes
remember I'm not working alone
100%.
I have a team
yeah.
All of them they need money 100%. I also need money
100%.
So I just have to plead and to beg God or more God I'm going
yeah.
Even though it's against the spirit it's
yes.
Against the God if the spirit's God it's
yeah.
Against God or don't go
yeah.
But I still go
100%
yeah.
All right, so I'm still hanging around with Zoli White Smoke. She's in the building right now, man. If you have any compliments, any questions for Zoli right now, all you need to do is send them through to my WhatsApp line 0798996226. So Zoli, I want a ball somo.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
You know, besides speaking of this particular song,
yeah.
What actually inspires Zoli's creative writing? What goes through your mind when you're actually going through and saying, what's like, I'm writing a new song?
Kenori, now when I write music or when I do music, I give asnam to law or mwala before or do anything.
Okay.
Ketalja flow, firstly, Zunjo Talja flow a bit. Re khona differentiate ka shaka di string ka mara ke songo cross flow so go re mo a senya ke bialo a senya ke ene go re senya ka mathloko le mathlomola o tsheditwa ba ka boka so now I think ka mogong wala ka ona a ke no nana anything ka be o duma any beat ke tell ja beat pele re beat ye in leader la mokai
okay
or ditaba ke tsedi feng that's when ga tell ja beat connect or tshwanetse ke edit ba tsedi fe
okay
yeah.
All right, so I'm going to be a bit spicy. Anyane fela na mo Capricorn Adventure rata spice nya no bona. We know that isigalenyana here you were trending because of what someone mini something said, right? Do you mind sharing what that was all about?
I don't mind sharing.
Okay.
It was about I think project.
Okay.
Cuz yana na I don't know Rihanna. I get to be born in the end. I get to be so nanya ka project ya a uri ke ya hai
okay
eh uri mpeng project ya
aha
eh
so ra re wena o iutswitse in that sense a re mpeng yona
eh ka mogho a ka mogho ke tsho we na e bolela bia a ke ra ke nyoko mo apela uri ba e bolela ina mara ka mogho a nyo uri mpeng
eh
uri ri tse eta o itshwere uri iutswitse ya le di ba ke te uri yeah
oh man so I mean look a lot of people love Zoli White Smoke. We all know that, right? Mm. But then how do you always make sure that your fans receive that Zoli White Smoke love, no matter what you're going through? How do you make sure what you're always at the top of your game?
Kenori, in everything that I do, I make sure that I remain humble. Mm. And like as muhuluaka. And I respect everyone. O muhulu or omkakan. Unless if I don't respect it, that's when get down chagara pulle back and delete you completely.
And that is it.
That's why.
Ah no, that's
nothing
great.
Much, nothing less.
So speaking of fans, right?
Yeah.
What is the craziest thing a fan maybe has said or maybe has done, maybe at a gig, wherever? What is the craziest thing a fan has said or done?
Oh no, cannot defend it. Kadirat, ane mara. No, na kena like kunori ish now ya kana. Fanny Pilale, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Like, I did anything, we don't know that we cover our escata comes we la way. Even though Fanny got wrong, we don't know make sure you cover and protect. So, problem here, yeah, Fanny, Salgaba Leona, like, I got a retired picture.
Yeah.
A retired picture went up when you go to Haro, when you go to Haro, Gram Tarot, Tarot, you know, Tarot. So, that one gave a problem, I'm a trouble because. Like anywhere or not feel comfortable.
No, true.
Just that you just have to react trauma or when we halanya na kam home omo shapunya. Yeah.
All right. So now let's go back to the music, right?
Yeah.
I mean, checking out your work, you have not given us an album, an EP, or rataka di single or why? Why is that?
Kinoro uya kana kore agiso. I get more tomorrow. I keep on. I keep so fit. I can release more of the EP, but then I think this year I'm ready to can drop EP.
Okay.
Yeah.
So either this year, Obono kare.
Yeah. This year.
Something.
Yeah. Feel or this year, it's time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, you've worked alongside great names, if I may say so myself. Is there anyone maybe that you feel like you know what? I would love to feature. On my EP or on my album, is there maybe a few names that you can drop? I'll give you a blank check. I'll give you a space. You have 5 names, mm-hmm. or maybe 4. Let me not give you pressure. Mm-hmm. 4 names of people that you feel like, you know what, in the industry, doesn't have to be Lokompo, like that you feel like, you know what, I would love to work with these people one day. Give them
one. I can say first one can be King Monada. Mm-hmm. The second one, I love Ami Fag so mm-hmm. much. Since from my childhood, I can say Le Ami Fagu and also Zimalo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay, kisa tora wane vana marurile King Monada. Kisa ra, why uretswa lela? Let me take a few voice notes.
Dada Eta King, the King of Kings, King Bash.
Oh, yeah?
I would like to ask Zoli, because if I remember well, she was once a poetess. So what happened to that one career of being a poetess?
But I feel like poetry is what. Okay, let me not answer for Zoli. You heard the question, Zoli.
Yeah.
So can you please answer my brother here?
I can say I still love poetry, but I gotta poetry come more like nowadays. I think like I bereki that much.
Okay.
For me, like Yabarka, but not that much.
Yeah.
But what I was writing, maybe go poetry, like Kara genre Gideon, you can spore, I can voice out like poetry, but then I felt like whatever that I had to say, Kara poetry.
Okay.
Get low, you will like Kara music.
Oh.
Yeah. For me, I felt like worry.
So, Ropile system in a way to make it, you know.
Switch it, yes.
We switch it or our Swanjave, so.
Yes.
Okay. So, if you were not. Zoli, we're not unusual since you were, you know, you've been in the music and in the entertainment industry. If you were not doing music, what is that thing that you feel like you would be doing?
Anna, apart from music, you know, get a big focus to school and street till 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kura kijigur getaya kai. Abana ka swim music.
Only school. But what profession after school would you take?
Kitarene.
Ndo feela more what's like in kerata mara because of music Leon. I know music is your first love.
Mm.
But let's just say music did not work out.
Yeah. Kinore. Still, if maybe I didn't go for tabing at school, I was just gonna find a way of having businesses and see what to do. Cause I wanna learn apart from music in Gaidara.
Nah.
If school and music fails, it means we go to business.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me take another voice note. I'm going
to
play the voice note and
read
the message. I got a message in the same. It's the same person saying, Shocking Bash, Wally, yo, yo. Dumedisha, listen, Kamu. Tell her what we love and follow her music a lot. Kamu le palale. She must work hard and keep on pushing. Kikele, it's all. Last born. So I'm that's like, just love. They're just showing you love, man.
Yeah.
As usual, from Bochum, Mobon, what's again? Chibi Chibi, on a boss or Mobon. You compliment the Yogi Chibi strike, the Chibi Chip, Ganagayon, a Logombo Friday way.
So, Zoli, man, you always receive so much love. Even on the show when you're not here, you know, my adventure family really enjoys your music.
Yeah.
So, we really do appreciate it. Before we wrap it up, right? I know that you said you're promising you are ready for an EP, right? It might come out this year, but what else do you think you have planned for the year? What is there in your next 5 years when you're looking at Zoli White Smoke? Where would you like to see the brand?
I can see Zoli White Smoke in 5 years. I believe we'll be working with different brands,
mm-hmm.
and I pray we go more of international. That's Ooh. What I'm praying for. Yeah.
So this Lekompo to the world needs to actually be a real thing.
Yes.
All right, another message. Good day, King Bash. Just want to say I'm proud of that girl and how she always presents her interviews. Never offends anyone. She's intentional on how she wants to be received by her fans. She must keep on growing. Wuti Taj Mahal out in Butokwa.
Washa.
Zoli, thank you so much for coming through. I really do appreciate you. So, what would you like to say to your fans before Rolaela Kamuki?
And I'm nothing without them. And Orekebo Moki Benona, Kikabakalal Ratulabona, and Lebotuabona. And what I promised them, Corey, what they've never seen, they will see. What they've never heard, they will hear.
Oh.
And I give a rata mama.
Oh, my goodness. From Zoli to the world, that's how I'm going to put it. Thank you so much for taking your time to come and join me in studio. We really do appreciate you. This is how we celebrate Lekompo every single Friday right here on the Capricorn Adventure, right? We push in the movement, we push in the genre, we push in the artists behind the genre.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.